They're selling postcards for the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. Beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town. And in walks the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. This lady and I look out tonight on Desolation Road. Now Cinderella, she seems so easy. Takes one to know one, she smiles. Puts her hands in her back pockets. Betty Davis style. And in walks Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. Someone says you're in the wrong place, my friend. And you better leave. And the only sound that you can hear after the ambulances go, Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. Now it's Bethany, she's near the window. Boy, her, I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old lady. Her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifeless. But no one gazes, fixed upon Noah's great rainbow. She spends her time picking it on. They should rule. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. Fortune telling lady has already taken all the things inside. All except for Cain and Abel. Back of Notre Dame. Everybody's either making love or else expecting. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going down to the carnival tonight, the Desolation Row. Disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk, passed his way an hour ago, with his bandage on his face. Ah, he looked so immaculately frightful, as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing green pies, and reciting the alphabet. You wouldn't think to look at him that he was famous long ago for playing electric violin on Desolation Row. Thank you. Dr. Phil, he keeps his will. Inside of a leather cup, on all his sexless patients, they're all trying to blow it up. And his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the constant reed, have mercy on his soul. They all play on the pennies, hey, listen, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough, desolation grows. Across the street, they nail the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. Phantom of the Opera, in the perfect image of the priest. Spoon-feeding Casanova, to get him to feel more assured. Then they're feeling with self-confidence, after poisoning him with words. In the fountain shouting, you skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova's just being punished, going to Desolation Road. Now at midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew, they go and round up everyone who knows more than they do. Then they take them to the factory where their heart attack machine, they strap across their shoulders and then the kerosene is brought down from the castle by insurance men who go make sure nobody's escaping to Desolation Road. Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody shouting, which side are you on? Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot, they're fighting in the captain's tower. While Calypso singers laugh at them, and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, nobody has to think too much about Desolation Road. Yes, I received your letter yesterday, about the time the doorknob broke. That's some kind of joke. All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces give them all another name. Right now, I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
Thank you.